You're next. Please come take a seat. Oh, I haven't seen you in ages. Oh, it's a good thing you came in. This jungle on your head could seriously use a trim. Here, let me just get this mug over you before we start. There. So, are we going short as usual? Good deal. You're gonna look so handsome when I'm done with this monstrosity you call a hairdo. Alright, so let's start with a shampoo. Let's clean your back. Yeah, get your neck in the cradle. You know the drill. Is the water okay? Yeah. Isn't this the best part? Yeah, I mean, this is basically the only reason I get a haircut is for the shampoo. How's that pressure on my fingertips? Yeah. Oh, it's a good thing you came in a little early. I can spend a little extra time doing this. It's my favorite part, too. I love giving a head massage anyway. Well, the shampoo, of course. Oh, I'm sorry. Was it my chest hitting the top of your head? Oh, you don't mind. You're such a flirt. Okay. Alright, I'm gonna rinse off. Okay, let's crank you back up. Let's adjust the smock. Okay, so anyway, how have you been doing? I know, it's so great that things are opening up again. My God, that was really bad, you know, for people like us who work in service all those months of not being able to work. Well, yeah, I mean, not earning a living, but also, you know, I miss my clients. Oh, yeah, of course. There. Finally, we can see your eyes. So, anyway, how are things with you? Nothing out of the ordinary? Well, except, like, you know, big virus looming over us. Wow, it's nice to see a familiar face anyway. You know, I used to complain so much about people just sitting down and telling me their problems while I listen and nod. But let me tell you what, after 5 months of not being able to do it, I love listening to stories. Oh, but I do have my favorite clients though. Well, yeah, I've never had a problem with you at all. I always love hearing your little stories. Yeah, your little dates that you go on, little crushes you have. And then you're always so good about just sitting there and listening to me, too. It's kind of cute, I must say. Okay, hon. Now, could you just tilt your head forward, please? Thank you. Oh, dear. I'm getting hair all over you. Here, let me just get this for you. Oh. What's this? Oh my gosh. Are you hard in my chair? Oh, honey. No. It's okay. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Yes, it's perfectly natural for this to happen. It happens to me at least once a day. I mean, I don't usually comment on it, but, you know, I feel comfortable doing that with you. Anyway, I'm sure you were just daydreaming. Got a little bit too lost in your thoughts. Before you knew it, you were, well, pitching a tent. Unless, no, that wouldn't happen, would it? You wouldn't get hard over your hairdresser, right? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm probably not reacting in the right way. I don't normally comment on my customers popping boners while I trim their hair. But hey, maybe we could have some fun together. Liven up our humdrum lives. Coming out of lockdown and all. Listen, do you think you'd be able to stroke yourself for me? Oh, come on. You've got a smock covering you. It's not like anyone would notice. Good. But before we get started, I need to lay down some ground rules. If you're going to stroke, you're going to do it my way. Yes. So, as long as you're sitting in that chair, you are mine. And you will address me as Miss. And every time I give you an instruction, you do it immediately and reply, "Yes, Miss." Is that clear? Oh, good boy. Already so eager to obey me. Now, start rubbing your cock through your pants. No stroking just yet. You need my permission before you can start. That's it. Get that dick straining against your pants. You're starting to look kind of constrained. How about you pull your cock out for me? Yes, I'm telling you to do it. Now, I want you to use your fingertips to massage the head. Don't you dare touch that shaft yet. Unless, of course, you want me to punish one of my cutest customers. Would you like some styling gel? I think my bottle's empty. I'll just pop into the back real quick and grab another one. Keep rubbing. I want that cock throbbing for me when I get back. Here it is. Now, did you have any style in mind? No? Oh, no worries, hon. I'll just work my magic. Hold out your hand. Oh, whoops. I got it all over your hand. Sorry about that. Rub it on your cock. Oh, don't worry. It's not hair gel. Do you want to know what it is? Well, let's just say the idea of you getting hard in my salon soaked my panties. And now, my pussy juice should be dripping down that stiff shaft that's begging to be stroked. I want you to take your fist and place it at the tip of your penis. Now, slowly stroke all the way down to your balls and imagine your hand is my sopping wet pussy swallowing your cock. Good boy. Imagine what it would sound like with you deep inside me. Imagine how loud your miss would get when a hard cock is pounding her tight cunt. And start stroking softly for me. Not too quickly. Wouldn't want anyone to find out what we're doing. Oh, I've got to say, I'm loving this. You, sitting in my chair, stroking in this crowded salon with all these people so close by? The only thing between you and public embarrassment is that thin piece of cloth. And all the while, you are completely at my mercy. I find that irresistible. Now, why don't you speed up for me? Oh, honey, you've got to try and hold in all those delicious whimpers you're letting out. As adorable as they are, we can't let anyone in on our secret. You know, this has me wondering how many times you've checked me out before. Maybe you've gotten hard while I was cutting your hair plenty of times, and I didn't even realize. Oh, no, no, I don't mind. If I turn you on, then by all means, look as much as you want, honey. Start stroking even faster now. And while you're at it, show your balls some love and massage them for me. I can make you do just about anything, can I? Oh, I know you love it. I know you love the feeling of obeying a gorgeous woman like me. I don't even have to raise my voice. Knowing that you'll make your miss happy is all the motivation you need to obey. You do want to make me happy, don't you? I think I need to test just how submissive to me you really are. Stop stroking. Now. Oh, good boy. You've made your miss very happy. So happy, in fact. I'll let you come. You can keep on stroking, my obedient good boy. Now, I am going to count down from 10. And when I reach 1, I want you ready to explode. And pay attention though, sometimes I lose count. 10. 9. 8. 7. 7, 6, 5, 4, 5, 6, 4, 3, 2. Stop stroking. Hurry up. Get your hand off your dick.
Hey, you heading off soon?
No, I've got to stay here a bit longer. I know I've been working on this guy for a while, but I'll finish him off soon. Catch up with you later, okay?
Bye.
What was with that look? Oh, did my little jerking slave nearly have his orgasm ruined? That must have been maddening, to be right on the edge of releasing all that cum, only to be denied. Don't worry, hon. If you start stroking for me again, I'll start the countdown. Just like that. Harder. Faster. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, halfway there, 4, 3, remember, you only come when I say 2. 1. Come for me. Come for me now. Oh, yes. I will show you, Miss, what a good boy you are.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. Well, I think we're all done here. Looking very handsome, just like I said. Here, let me just brush you off. Oh, you might want to take this hand towel and wipe up any stray hairs before you go. There we are. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Oh, you're welcome, honey.